Susanna Hoffman is the CEO of Paws Chicago. Oh, I did it again. Drew's in my ear, Susanna. He's like, really, Lisa Wickham, how many times do we have to tell you? I'm like, I know, but I've known her forever. So the old name still comes up. How are you today?
That happens a lot. And
I'm
not offended.
Oh, yeah. Good. So 4,400 pets adopted in 2024 from Paws Chicago, and one of them is the sweetest, loveliest little animal that I've ever had. Thank you for helping me find Luna.
Oh, I mean, it is such a joy for me to know that she landed with you, because that is a lucky girl to be your dog. So, you know, bless you for making room for another Paws animal.
She is bringing so much joy to our house, Susanna. I mean, she has brought Nash back to life. My vet said, your dog needs a dog or he's not going to make it. And I'm like, I need a dog, too, that will participate. And now the two of them are like best friends. One weighs 86 pounds, one weighs 10, and they're inseparable.
That makes me so happy. You got to keep sending me the pictures. Don't
Absolutely.
Stop sending me pictures.
I will, because they are adorable together. Okay, so Bill Jacobs was in here, and he owns Peace Pizza. When I think of Peace Pizza, I think of Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick and Bill Jacobs. And he said last year, Susanna, that through this campaign, they were able to raise almost $85,000 for Paws Chicago. So tell everyone about Slice to Meet You.
Well, it's just amazing. They are one location of a pizzeria, and it is some of the best pizza you'll ever taste in your life. It's New Haven style pizza, which is like this kind of chewy, thin crust, and they do really interesting flavors. But the really cool thing is when people order a $35 pizza, it triggers a $70 donation to Paws. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. The math doesn't work, but the out of the $35 pizza, Peace gives us 10, and then Bill has found 6 matching donors to each give another $10 for every Paws pizza sold. And so people can order pizza and really help us save lives. That's a massive donation, and we're just thrilled to be a part of this partnership. We love Peace Pizza. We love Bill Jacobs, and it's nice when you can do something that feels good and does good.
And how many free or low-cost spays and neuters did Paws do last year?
Oh, over 17,000. And I'm glad you said that, because when we talk about adoption, a lot of people know us as a place where you would adopt a cat or dog. But that really only represents about 20% of the animals that we touch through our programs and services. So the spay-neuter that we provide, that is the way that you prevent overpopulation of stray pets. Because when there's overpopulation and animal care and control is full, that's when pets are euthanized. So for us, offering free and low-cost spay-neuter to the public, for people in need and for pets in need, that's a real key to making Chicago a no-kill city. And we're on our way, and we're working to get there every day.
Absolutely. In fact, I encourage people to go to my Facebook. I think there's more on Facebook, and it's also on Instagram and on Twitter as well. But on Facebook, I did a video of the day that we walked into Paws not really knowing if we were coming home with a pup, and we hadn't met Luna yet, but the dancing farmer was like, yeah, I know where we're going. I know where we're going. But people were so amazed, because they're like, that doesn't look like an animal shelter. I've never seen anything look like that before.
Yeah, that's right. Because we want it to be a really happy place. When you bring home a pet and you give a life to a homeless pet, you give them a home, that should be the happiest day for you and for them. And it's really important to us that the animals in our shelter environment don't deteriorate, that they get a lot of walks, enrichment, treats. And so creating that kind of atmosphere is by design, and it is the best thing that we can do for the animals to ensure that they leave the shelter ready to go into a home and in the best possible mental state.
I got to tell you, that little dog, Luna, the Aussie Shep mix, she came to my house knowing how to sit. Even your volunteer was like, I don't know how this happened, but she just knows. She sits on command, and she was 13 weeks old. And that's because of your fosters. That's because of the foster family, right?
Yeah. It usually is. It's the fosters, and it's also, I mean, we have so many people who volunteer. They give us the equivalent of over 50 full-time employees an hour. So we have volunteers working with the animals all day, every day. So, yes, and a bright dog can learn how to sit pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad to hear that she came well-trained from Paws.
She's good, and we started puppy classes on Tuesday, so she'll be even better trained. I had the pizza today. So I had a pepperoni pizza from Peace Pizza, and that's P-I-E-C-E. And then I think it was Hot Dog's Creation. I was like, what is this? It's got potatoes and sausage and garlic. And I thought, this tastes like Germany.
And white sauce.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
It's kind of Hungarian or German or East European turned into a pizza. And that's what you do. You feature different chefs, right, that bring in their own idea of what can happen if you start with a crust.
That's exactly right. And those specialty pizzas, so the one by Hot Dog this month is the one that triggers a donation. So, of course, you can order any kind of delicious pizza from Peace, but if you order the Hot Dog specialty pizza this month, the $35 pizza you buy, Paws gets a $70 donation to help animals. So we hope people do it.
Rick Bayless, our favorite chef, always participates in this, but you have incorporated the Wiener Circle. Oh, my gosh, this made me laugh so hard. So the Wiener Circle is going to create a pizza?
That's right. I mean, they're iconic.
Yes.
Chicago. So I don't know what's going to be on their pizza yet. I haven't tasted it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
It will yell and scream. It's amazing.
Yeah, maybe call your name.
Just a little bit, just to make you laugh. Yeah. And I didn't see it on the box today, but they just brought in pizza. But don't you feature a pup on that pizza box?
That's right. We feature a pup, and the idea is especially focused around our longer-term animals that need some extra promotion. So to put a little photo and bio on every pizza box so that the animals that need a little extra promotion, extra attention, they get it from thousands of people who buy pizzas from Pete.
Yeah.
Over the course of this campaign.
And
so it's really awesome in all ways.
Spyro is one of those animals. I was just reading about Spyro, a two-year-old shepherd mix. He's been looking for a home since 2023. Somebody adopt that pup. I didn't see him. I'm sure he's in a foster home that Paws relies on so much, but there are lots of animals that need your love. But heck, if you can inadvertently give a $70 donation to Paws by ordering a pizza, I say do it. So just call up the folks at Peace Pizza, right? And does it apply to dine-in or carry-out only?
It applies to both, and it's just the particular specialty pizza. So the Hot Dogs pizza this month, the Wiener Circle next month, and then the Rick Bayless pizza in March.
Okay.
Those are the ones that trigger the donation. So, yes, I thank you for encouraging people to do that.
Thank you so much for giving me the new love of my life.
Oh, that is my great joy. And I was with Paula all day today, and when I told her we were talking, Paula Fisayas, the founder of Paws, the amazing patron saint of animals throughout Chicagoland, she told me to say hi to you and tell you how much she loves and misses you.
She is one of the most inspirational women I have ever met, and her legacy is Paws Chicago, and we are so proud that she chose this city, the city that she loves, to be a no-kill model for the rest of the world. And Susanna, you've taken that over, and we appreciate you. So pawschicago.org, you'll find all the details, and look for those videos. They're coming.
Yep, and we're so happy for all the help that you give us and all of your listeners who care about animals. We're starting the new year with all of the hopes to be able to achieve what we need to do for the cats and dogs of the city of Chicago.
We'll get it done. That's Susanna Wickham.